Hey everyone, it's me, Sophie, and I just wanted to explain my absence and then talk about the future. The reason that this is an audio message is because I'm dyslexic and it's hard for me to write things in a timely manner, and it's just way easier for me to do this by recording it. I'm sorry if you would have rather read this, but thank you if you're going to stick around. So I've been gone for a while, but in the meantime, I've still received some messages that are really sweet, some of which were not, some of which were trying to pressure me into having phone sex and giving me people's numbers, and it's like, okay, don't do that. You shouldn't do that ever with anyone, unless they've very explicitly told you that you can. So I just want to make that clear. That if I didn't respond to your message, either you were being too sexual or too coming on too strong, or I couldn't handle whatever message you sent at the time. But thank you for sending me a message nonetheless. Thank you for still listening, because there have been, you know, more people have been listening to my things even when I was absent. So that's really cool. Thank you for enjoying my stuff. I have been gone for a while. Some shit's been happening in my daily life. I was recently diagnosed with autism, which explains a lot. So now I know that I'm autistic, I have ADHD, and I'm dyslexic, and I'm going to uni soon, slash now, like, it's a lot. It's heavy. There's a lot going on right now, in my daily life, and especially when I quit, that was really hard, because that combined with the stresses going on sexually were a lot to deal with. You know, I recently found out that I'm into different things and that I can't handle certain things. Like, I've just realized that I am completely homoromantic. I cannot fall in love with a guy, and that makes it hard, because it feels really weird to be affectionate with men, and a lot of men don't like that, and I understand why, because you want someone to love you when you're into this sort of thing. But then, you know, when you're doing BDSM and you're having these sexual experiences, you need to be able to do aftercare. But when there's no actual affection from my end, it just feels uncomfortable to do aftercare. And I didn't really like doing aftercare, because, you know, to do aftercare, you sort of have to be like, hey, it's okay, I love you. And I don't want people to say I love you to me. You know, I don't want that sort of stuff to happen. I don't want affection from men. It feels weird and it feels strange and it feels wrong. And shit's going on and shit's fucked in my head. And it's hard to deal with that while trying to do kinky shit at the same time. So, you know, I had a really short romantic relationship with someone, and then it stopped, and that made me really heartbroken. And that sort of put stress on me sexually as well. So I just had to quit. I needed to quit. And, you know, it makes it harder to come back when you're repeatedly getting messages from people pressuring you to make more stuff and to make stuff that they like. And I can't do that. I'm not going to do stuff like very affectionate things with men, or I'm not going to do anything that I'm not into. I'm not going to dom a man. You know, I might dom a woman, that's okay with me, but I can't dom a man and it feels uncomfortable. So I wanted to put this message out there that I might be back, maybe not, I'm still not sure. If I have time, I'll see if I can record things, if I feel up to it. You know, when no one else is in the house, no one else is around. So, yeah. there's a lot of stuff going on in my life, and I don't want anybody to be worried about me, but I don't want anyone to expect anything from me either. I hope this was a good explanation. Thank you, in any case, for listening. That's really sweet. Yeah. Have a good one. Don't forget to love yourself. Because if you don't, you'll feel like shit for being into what you are into. And you don't, that isn't good. And that doesn't pan out very well. As I have found out. So, here's the update that someone was asking for. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Love yourself. I'll see you guys maybe soon, maybe not. You'll have to find out. Bye.